But looky here. Nobody can do anything to supplant, alter, arouse, or do anything else any great magnitude your interest in cases, beings, other things. I mean, that must be there before anybody can concentrate it or do anything else like that. Now, that's already there, right? Well, you're going along here fooling people by being in the role and guise of a human being. You got yourself all mocked up as a human being. All right, fine, you know a lot of skills and other things that apply to being a human being. Let me call something to your attention. Human beings have never been able to do anything about human beings, so it's just about time, that you pulled up to your own level of activity. You know, you can't be right and be human. Did you realize that? Just walk down the street and try to be right for an hour. Try to be absolutely right for an hour, and somebody will shoot you. Can't be right and be human. Think it over sometime. All of the apologies and the social graces and the not-isness of self, never admitting that you're causing anything, you know. Masking over all various aspects of existence. And being right is the province of being an auditor. So when you're auditing somebody, just lay aside the humanness and the social graces and all the rest of it and simply be effective. And you've got it made. You've got it made. Part of being effective is being sufficiently secure in your own tools, sufficiently secure in your own information and knowledge, that when the pinch is on, and when it's real tough going, and your PC is ARC breaking and trying to blow and the rest of that, you don't suddenly say to yourself, there's probably something I don't know. There is probably a series of conditions which are not covered by the things I have been taught. And yourself just kind of blowing all of your information and going off in some peculiar, fantastic attack in some direction or another that will lead nowhere. Now, what turned it on will turn it off. If you got into a case enough to get into trouble, believe me, you were going in the right direction. And don't be so confounded human and say, oh, well, I mustn't invade his privacy any further than this. I really shouldn't inquire that deeply into somebody else's psyche. The only time I've ever seen an auditor get slugged was when he pulled out on the case. I saw an auditor in a course one time, ran the PC into a spaceship incident where the PC, it was all mishmash, and the PC had evidently mutinied or revolted against the captain of the ship. It was a nice, good, big overt they had there, and it had a nice motivator connected with it, which had to do with the emasculation of the PC before they threw him out of the space lock. The crew held him down and without anesthetic and with a dull knife emasculated him. I'm sorry, ladies, to bring this up. Be human here for a minute, you see. Anyhow, this thing was going on. They were running the incident and going through, and probably the auditor involved had once or twice been a captain of a spaceship or a member of a crew which had decided to emasculate some crew member or something. But for some reason or other, this auditor, ordinarily a perfectly good auditor, blew up. And your instructors, one of the instructors you have right now, said, well, now bring it forward. It was getting toward the end of the day. Bring the incident forward to a quiet moment when nothing is happening, and then get the PC into present time. Well, this is kind of a dodgy thing to do, you know, because the incident was still running hot. But it's something you can do with an incident. You can park it. And this auditor, he had already had his fingernails gnawed off to the second joint on this incident, was sweating absolutely sulfuric acid. The second the instructor went two sessions further, you see, down the line, the auditor says to the PC, "Now go forward in the incident, go forward in the incident. Good, now come up to present time, come up to present time, come up to present time!" The auditor had a PC all over him. The auditor had a very heavy, powerful man who was in an incident of a very tough, conscienceless spaceship crew member, halfway emasculated, all over that auditor's chest. Boy, that PC didn't come up to present time worth a nickel. That PC certainly came up to the auditor. Smash! Instructor got it all calmed down. About a half an hour later, both auditor and PC are part of a group standing around in the hall. Had it all cooled off, you see. And the auditor unfortunately mentioned some key word that occurred in the incident. And the PC, not an unpowerful man, grabbed a hold of that auditor's throat and almost killed him. I think it took two or three students to pry him off.